Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for nearly three decades, he cleaned an athletic club alone through the quietest and creepiest hours of the night. But after a kid's lock-in brought a Ouija board into the nursery, something changed.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes that we put together for you right here. Every single day, we put a ton of them out. I remember my first Ouija board. I had it at Hope Lutheran Preschool. And
what did you have one at preschool for, and especially Hope Lutheran?
Hope Lutheran. Well, we just, you know, it was right there by those big old blocks, the big old the cardboard bricks that you could build big things out of. So yeah. I would build an altar out of the bricks, and then I'd put the baby's first Ouija board on there. It was made by Fisher Price and everything. It was.
Everything was plastic, and you had to turn the knob to make it work. But yeah, it worked, huh?
Well, here's the big thing. I bet you didn't know this. Remember the Fisher Price little people?
Yeah.
Well, they eventually, I think like in the 90s, they had to like make them bigger because kids were choking on them and getting them stuck in their gullet, basically, as my grandma would say, in your gullet. I tell you what, that's from the playing with the Ouija board, because the Ouija board was telling children to eat the little people. And true story. It happened. It was documented out of Paducah, Kentucky.
So here's the thing about the Ouija board, though. You could only bring the kids through that died from choking on it. They wouldn't bring through any other spirits. No. Is that what it was?
Yes, it was just trying to steal the children's souls to bring through on somebody else who uses the Ouija board. Yeah, it was a real big thing with Fisher Price. Turned out there was like satanic like signs in their logo, and it was a whole big mess. I'm glad that that's over now.
Yeah, no kidding. Who knew that would be going on in the 80s, or was it 90s for you? When were you born?
I was born in 82.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it would be the 80s. Yeah. Perfect so that, time for
the 80s. Yeah. Cause I think in the 90s is when they changed it all up.
Yeah. The 90s, it was a new decade. They needed to clean things up. No more deaths.
No, it was all, it was nice and shiny and clean. The 90s were fun. I enjoyed the 90s. It was a nice, good music too. Good music.
Yes.
Good music in the 90s. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to the caller and hear a real ghost story.
I've got a story about living up in Evansville, Indiana. I worked for an athletic club. I won't name the club, but I worked there for 28 years. I used to work third shift. I cleaned the whole building. So I was there after 10 o'clock at night till probably like 6:30 in the morning. People used to ask me, how do you do that? How do you clean third shift? And there's nobody in the building but you, and you don't let your mind wander and think that there's spookies anywhere around, you know, jumping at every noise. And I told him, I said, well, you just get used to it after a while. You don't pay attention. You just get out of your system. We had a lot of events that used to take place at that place, you know, like tennis tournaments, racquetball tournaments. We had some groups that would rent out the place at night on New Year's Eve or, you know, and the kids would come in and have a little stayover deal at night, you know, like a lock-in. The one time, I guess, there was a lock-in and some of the kids were sleeping in the, what we call the kids club area, nursery area. And one of the kids had brought a Ouija board, apparently. I had no idea because I wasn't there at the time. But I was told later on that these two, this brother and sister, brought a Ouija board in and they were using it in the nursery. Not only I, but several of the workers that had to be there late at night would complain and say they were hearing things. You know, we'd hear whispering voices, things shedding, closing, that shouldn't have been closing and shedding. Now, there was an ice machine. So there were a lot of stuff that I got to where my ear was attuned to the ice machine. So if the ice machine made a noise and dropped a little device, I knew what that was. We had a lot of stuff go on. We had a lot of people hearing stuff, like voices. One night I was in there. It was on Saturday morning. It was probably around like 4 in the morning or something. And I had been on the indoor tennis courts. There were 4 indoor tennis courts inside, and I used to have to go around. We had those little igloo coolers, one to each tennis court, and we had like those little caddies for trash and whatnot. And one of my duties was to go around at night and collect all the trash up and put new fresh water and ice in each one of the coolers. So I was out there doing it like probably 3:30, 4:00 in the morning. Something had upset me. I think somebody from the shift hadn't done something that they should have done, which happened quite a bit. And I wasn't feeling too happy about it. So I come through there and I was just in the tennis court and just cussing up a storm, I think, that day. And all of a sudden there was, you know, you have to understand there's nothing in there. There's no one but me. There are no TVs, no nothing, no noise, no radio, nothing. And all of a sudden after I calmed down, I heard this voice say, it was a female voice, and she said, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Holy shit, what is that?" You know, I'm like, the hair on the back of my neck raised up. Needless to say, I went into fight or flight mode, and I went through the whole building looking everywhere to make sure there was no shenanigans going on in that place. There was no one but me in there, and there was no one there. So that was one of the situations, and, you know, I felt really odd. Now, I've been working a long time, third shift, and it never bothered me. But somewhere after the Ouija board incident, I guess, is all of this stuff started happening. You go to the fitness center to shut lights off, and you hear whispering, like people talking to each other. Just, you know, you hear little audible voices. And then always got a creepy vibe going into the when I had to clean the carpets with the carpet machine, especially when I went into the nursery, you know, this is before I found out about the Ouija board incident. I noticed I was getting a creep because then I'm a little sensitive. I won't say I'm big time sensitive, but I'm a little sensitive. Well, my problem was I used a Ouija board when I was younger, in my 20s, and that was the idiotic thing to do. And I got obsessed with it, and that's a whole different story. So I had some past situations going on there, but I was always sensitive anywhere I go to anything that happens, it comes out at me. I kept feeling this weird vibe in the nursery, and I couldn't figure out why I was getting this weird vibe. It was like a creepy vibe. I didn't want to be in there very long to do anything, and I sure to hell wanted all the lights on for some reason, and I wasn't like that kind of person, you know. These are little incidents that happen, you know, and one night I was working on the whirlpools. I had to clean the whirlpools every on a rotating shift at the time, you know, at night. And I had just drained everything out, scrubbed everything out, cleaned the filters. And I was putting the water back in, running the water back into the system. And I heard, now I know that spirits will, if I understand right, will take energy, ambient energy, anything they can to manifest in some way. I really believe it was taking the sound from the trickling of the water. Now, that if you think about it, that's kind of an energy in itself. It's a little bit of energy. But they can use this sound to build on, you know, with vocally. Well, I was in there doing something else while it was filling up. And as I was concentrating in my business, I heard this man say, "You dirty son of a bitch." It came out. You can imagine. I'm like, and I'd gone through some stuff about, you know, in that building at this time. And I told this, whoever it was, I said, "Listen here, I put up with enough shit with everybody else that works here. I'm not going to take yours." That's exactly what I said. I didn't hear anything else after that. It was funny, you know. I don't know what that was about. Well, that was one of the little things that happened, and we'd see things moving in there that shouldn't have been moving once in a while, and you'd hear doors opening that shouldn't have been open. I even saw a door open in front of me one time, and it wasn't anything to do with the heating and air conditioning either. So there was all kinds of stuff, and eventually I just got used to it, and they never hurt me or troubled me at all. I never got any bother from them. I hear someone talk once in a while, and even heard one being nice to me one time and telling me that the whirlpool was overflowing. I was actually down the hallway, and I heard a woman's voice telling me, "Your whirlpool is overflowing." And literally, I ran, oh crap, I ran all the way down there, and sure enough, it was starting to overflow. You know, I'd forgotten to shut the water off. I had a timer, and my timer wasn't working that day. So I went down there and shut everything off and had to mop everything up. Of course, we have drains, floor drains. But I just thought I'd share some of those little things that happened at the club. I'd probably have more stories to tell you about this, the spooks at the club, the ghosts at the club. Y'all have a great day now, okay? Love your show. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on all of that?
The Ghosts at the Club. That'd be a great name for just a little episodic series of podcasts from him. I am so impressed with him, knowing that A, the running water, the dripping water does cause energy, but two, a lot of times that white noise is used by spirits to communicate. Mm-hmm. And I'd really love to know why they said, "You dirty son of a bitch," or whatever the hell they said to him. That would be interesting to find out maybe what he was doing at that point in time and why that was said out loud. That's the story for me. I want to know that.
Yeah. I want to know what exactly, maybe that's a part of the story that was omitted.
Can you imagine like being even in a quote unquote non-haunted location, mm-hmm. being someplace overnight by yourself at a club of any size? That would be kind of freaky itself.
It's a weird atmosphere to be in when it's not active. It's like going into a school when it's closed. It's just like, oh, it's like going into a mall when it's dead. It's like once in a live spot filled with activity. And when it's not that, there's a weirdness to it. I remember years ago, probably like 20 years ago when I was in Wichita, there was like a little paranormal group, and I was brand new to the city and I wanted to find something to do. And I met up with these folks a few times and went into a club
that the real story on this, it was a true crime story originally. There had been former, I don't know if it was owners, somebody, they were butchering people in the basement. There was a couple people that got butchered up in the basement. I don't know the full story anymore, but I do know it's real. I remember looking it up, and doing the research. So it was this crime scene in this basement. And like people had been like tortured down there. It was like, and it was a nightclub. At the time it was like kind of a rock based nightclub, and I went in there with that group, and it just looks like a normal, you know, kind of 80s ish style, like roadhousey nightclub is kind of what it feels like. Right. And we just kind of all walked around there and did our own thing with, you know, whatever equipment anyone had. I don't think I even had anything. I had a flashlight. This was like early 2000s. So
okay. The ghost hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
Really just getting started.
Yeah. It was just more for the experience than it was really to document anything for me. Right. So I remember walking around there and I went into that basement by myself, and it's this big old, brick basement, fairly tall ceilings, feels rather industrial down there. And just, I don't know. There was just, I mean, obviously I knew what had happened, but it was a very weird vibe. And then there was a whole other room that no lights worked. You couldn't see a thing. I did not want to go into that space. It felt like a little weirder. But I don't know. It was a weird place. It was back then it was called JC's House of Rock. I believe it's still standing, but it's something else. Again, this was 20 years ago. It's probably gone through 20 name changes since then. But I know it's been investigated a few times.
I think about this a lot because as time has progressed, the investigations have gotten better at finding criminals and maybe less crime. Like when you think back to the 20s and 30s and the mafia and all the stuff that went on there, and even earlier than that, the way people died seemed to be more traumatic. Talk about the Civil War. You talk about Victorian times where people were sick, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just wonder if hauntings will change over time where there's fewer of those really, really nasty. I mean, there's plenty out there yet, mm-hmm. but you don't hear about, you know, just a club in the middle of somewhere with bodies being, you know, butchered up in the basement as much as you used to. So I wonder if hauntings and that energy will change over time.
I don't know. I do wonder about that. That's an interesting to look at. I'm trying to see if I can find anything about the murder. Murder, Wichita, Kansas. I'm not finding it. But if I do find it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, send me a link or something.
I would like to know what actually happened all these years. Yeah, yeah. Weird energy, though, without a doubt in a place like that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Want access to the bonus episodes and all that stuff, check it out, Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thank you for listening.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi there. My name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi there. My name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now? Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now? Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now? Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?